Chapter 3. Riding a two-wheeled motorcycle. The right bike for you. When choosing a motorcycle, think about how you plan to use it, then choose a type of motorcycle that best fits your needs. Ensure the size and design of the bike fits comfortably. If you can, try sitting on as many different bikes as you can until you find one that feels right. You should be able to easily reach and use all the controls. Can you get on and off easily? Pick a bike that you can sit on comfortably. It is harder to stay focused on the road and scan effectively for hazards if you are uncomfortable. Be aware that your motorcycle must have the following equipment installed in order to be legally operated on public roadways in Washington State: mirrors, muffler, horn, license plate, headlight, taillight, and turn signals. Differences between two- and three-wheeled motorcycles. There are very different handling capabilities between two- and three-wheeled motorcycles, which is why Washington State requires separate endorsements for both. Make sure that you have the proper endorsement for the type of motorcycle you plan on riding. When you have finally purchased the motorcycle best suited to your skill level and riding needs, and you have your permit or endorsement, it will be time to practice your skills. Let's have a look at some of the things you should be practicing. Riding posture. For balance, control, and safety while riding, practice the following riding posture. Head and eyes. Keep your head and eyes up, scanning well ahead for hazards. This posture also helps with balance and control. Body. Position yourself comfortably so you are able to operate all of the controls. You should be able to use your arms to steer the motorcycle, rather than hold yourself up. Seat. Sit forward far enough so that your arms are slightly bent when holding the hand grips. Bending your arms permits you to press on the handlebars without having to stretch. Relaxed posture helps you control your motorcycle in a way that allows you to react quickly when responding to hazards. Hands. Hold the hand grips firmly when riding over rough surfaces. Start with a flat wrist position for your right hand, which will help to keep you from unintentionally using too much throttle. Adjusting the handlebars so your hands are even with or below your elbows may help you use the proper muscles for steering. Knees. Keep your knees against the gas tank to help you maintain balance and control as you turn, accelerate, or stop. Feet. Plant your feet firmly on the footrests to maintain balance and control, but also position them to easily reach the pedals. Always keep your feet on the foot pegs, since serious injury can occur if you drag your feet while riding. Basic controls and operation. Although most motorcycles have controls in similar locations to each other, please consult the motorcycle's owner's manual to verify control locations and operation specific to your bike. Practice in a safe and controlled environment until you become comfortable operating each control. Remember to keep your head and eyes up so you can see farther down the road in anticipation of hazards. Clutch control and shifting gears. Most motorcycles are shifted manually. Practice shifting gears both up and down to develop smooth control. Get used to shifting without looking down at the controls, so that you can keep your eyes up and focused on the road ahead. Motorcycles typically have a wet clutch, meaning that there is a cooling fluid surrounding the clutch, which reduces the wear and damage to components. This type of clutch also helps to control the amount of power given to the rear wheel, which will aid you in starting out smoothly, as well as maneuvering at low speeds. Downshifting smoothly to apply engine braking can be a very useful technique on motorcycles. The downside of this technique is that your brake light does not engage to let drivers behind you know you are slowing. If engine braking, flash your brake light a few times to help other road users see you are slowing down. Two-wheel steering. One thing all two-wheeled motorcycles have in common is how they are maneuvered. At approximately 12 to 15 miles per hour, they steer through a technique known as counter-steering. A motorcycle needs to lean in order to turn when traveling faster than a walking pace, and counter-steering initiates this lean. To use this technique, press on the grip in the direction that you want to turn. Counter-steering allows the rider to smoothly and effectively initiate motorcycle lean and turn in the direction they want to go. To counter-steer, press on the grip in the direction you want to turn. Pressing on the left hand grip causes the bike to lean left and turn left. Pressing on the right hand grip causes the bike to lean right and turn right. Taking a novice motorcycle training course will teach you the basics of counter-steering. Note: three-wheeled motorcycles, trikes, sidecars, reverse trikes, etc., steer via direct steering. This technique is simply turning the handlebars in the direction the rider wants to go. Cornering. Some of the most fun to be had on a motorcycle is riding Washington's curvy and twisting roads. A large percentage of Washington's motorcycle fatalities are single vehicle crashes in corners due to errors in rider judgment. The two leading causes are excessive speed and improper technique. Very often riders take corners too fast and are unable to stay in their lane. They frequently end up crossing into another lane of traffic, or simply going off the road. Sometimes riders overreact and brake too hard, causing a skid and loss of control. One of the most effective ways to reduce your risk in corners is to take training. All two-wheel motorcycle endorsement training in Washington includes an emphasis on cornering strategies and techniques. Cornering steps. In order to corner safely, you must approach all turns and curves with caution. Utilize these four steps as a strategy for better control. Reduce speed before the corner by rolling off the throttle and, if necessary, carefully applying both brakes. Look as far through the turn as possible by pointing your head and eyes in the direction you want to go, toward the end or exit of the corner. Do this throughout the entire corner. Keep your eyes level with the horizon. If you feel yourself going wide, focus intently on where you want to go. Countersteer. Remember that to turn, the motorcycle must lean. To initiate your lean, lightly press on the hand grip in the direction you want to go. Press left, lean left, go left. Press right, lean right, go right. If you feel yourself going wide, press harder and lean more. After you enter the corner, gently and smoothly roll on the throttle to maintain or slightly increase speed, which will help stabilize the motorcycle. Cornering lines. Every lane has three positions within which you can ride: outside, middle, and inside, which is also true throughout every corner. Corners have an entry point, a midpoint or apex, and an exit point. By choosing different lane positions at each of the three points, you can alter your line of travel to suit each corner and increase your level of safety. Here are three examples of the way you can use lane positioning while cornering. 1. By riding a middle path, you typically avoid both oncoming traffic and debris such as gravel. Keep in mind that sometimes slippery surfaces such as oil drips or leaves can accumulate near the center of the lane. The middle path is generally the safest for less experienced riders. 2. By riding in the outside position at the entry, the inside position at the midpoint, and the outside again at the exit, outside, inside, outside, you can straighten out the corner. The straighter the corner, the less lean you need, and thus the more traction you have, which is helpful in case of an emergency stop. Starting from the outside lane position also gives you a good view through the corner. Be aware that this line may put you closer to oncoming traffic, or possible debris near the road edge. 3. Riding a delayed apex is an advanced cornering technique which involves delayed entry into the apex of the corner. This technique requires you to lean more, but for a less amount of time. It can also help you see farther for a longer period of time, which in turn can set you up favorably for the next corner. Always keep in mind that the longer you remain in the outside position of a right corner, the closer you come to oncoming traffic. The most important thing to know about cornering is that every corner you encounter will be different. Approach every corner with caution, even if you have ridden it before. You never know whether surface conditions have changed, if there is a hazard in the road, or if traffic patterns have shifted. Look, anticipate, choose. Look as far ahead in a corner as possible, and gather as much information as you can about your line of sight, how far can you see through the corner, how tight the corner's radius is, the surface condition of the path you are choosing, the slope of the corner, which affects your lean angle as well as your speed. Anticipate potential hazards such as cars crossing the center line, wildlife in the road, ice, or gravel on the pavement, and adjust your speed and lane position accordingly. Choose lane positions throughout the corner to maximize traction and the ability to see and be seen. No matter which path you choose, be sure to keep your head and chin pointed toward the corner exit, and focus on where you want to go. Braking. Braking in a straight line. Improper braking technique is often a common factor in motorcycle crashes. Most often, a rider panics and either under or overapplies the brakes. If you don't brake hard enough, you may not be able to stop in time before a hazard. If you brake too hard, you may lose traction on one or both wheels and crash. There is more braking power in the front brake than the back brake because weight transfers forward when slowing or stopping. However, the shortest and safest stops are obtained by using both front and rear brakes in a smooth and progressive manner, without skidding either tire. Practice applying your front brake smoothly, without grabbing it to avoid being thrown over the front of your motorcycle. When you have come to a stop, remain in first gear and check your mirrors, in case it is necessary to avoid a rear-end collision. Practice braking in a safe and controlled environment until you become comfortable stopping safely in the quickest time possible. Braking in a corner. When a two-wheeled motorcycle is leaned over in a turn, the amount of traction available for braking is significantly reduced. The greater the lean angle, the less traction available and the greater the possibility of the tires losing traction when brakes are applied. To stop as quickly and safely as possible in a curve, try to reduce your lean angle, then brake. As you reduce lean angle and straighten, you may ride outside of your lane, so be sure that road and traffic conditions allow this to happen safely. If road and traffic conditions do not allow you to safely straighten and then brake, smoothly apply the brakes as you gradually straighten your bike. As you straighten, less lean angle, apply more and more brake pressure. Remember to not apply as much braking force as you would if the motorcycle were straight up, and to always square your handlebars before you come to a complete stop for stability and control. The key to avoid braking in a corner is to slow, and then set your entry speed before the corner. Choose your entry speed based on the information you gather about the corner's radius, surface condition, and line of sight. Remember the cornering technique of slow, look, press, and roll. Evasive maneuvers. There are generally two types of evasive maneuvers for when you encounter a hazard on your motorcycle. Change speed, speed up, slow down, or stop, or change position, swerve or turn. Quick stops. To avoid a hazard such as a turning vehicle, pedestrian, animal, or other object in the roadway, you may need to stop your motorcycle in the quickest and safest way possible. To do so, apply both brakes fully without locking either wheel. Smoothly squeeze the front brake firmly and progressively. Squeeze with more force as your front suspension loads. Do not grab the front brake lever. Do not use abrupt pressure on either brake. As weight transfers forward to the front during braking, less traction is available to the rear. When using the rear brake, apply light pressure at first, and progressively release pressure off of the rear brake to prevent rear wheel skid. Keep your knees against the tank and your eyes up. Look well ahead, which will help you stop the motorcycle in a straight line. Note: practice using both brakes even for normal stops to develop the skill and habit of using both brakes. This will develop your muscle memory to help you brake effectively in an emergency. Swerves. It is not always safe to execute a quick stop if there is limited space, or if the vehicles behind you are unable to stop. Two-wheeled motorcycles are very maneuverable, so you may be able to avoid a hazard by swerving around it. A swerve is one countersteer followed by a second. One to quickly maneuver around the hazard, and another to return to your original path. To allow your bike to change direction as rapidly as possible, look in the direction you want to go and keep your body upright and centered, so your bike can move independently beneath you. Swerving is a quick maneuver that requires a lot of traction. In order to preserve traction control, never swerve and brake at the same time. Swerve and then brake, or brake and then swerve. Swerving can be utilized as a life-saving skill. Practice it often in a safe location at varying speeds. Carrying passengers and cargo. Be aware that your motorcycle will handle differently with the additional weight of a passenger and/or cargo. It may take longer to accelerate, and also longer to stop. Your bike may be harder to hold steady and upright at stops, and may behave differently in corners and slow speed maneuvers. Carrying a passenger is the rider's responsibility. Make sure that you are experienced and comfortable enough operating the motorcycle before you take on passengers or cargo. Any passenger carried on a 2- or 3-wheeled motorcycle in Washington State must be at least 5 years old. Passengers must have a passenger seat, footboards or pegs, and are required to wear a DOT-compliant helmet. A passenger should always mount after you, and dismount before you to help keep your bike stabilized. Adjust your mirrors after passengers are seated and instruct them to keep their feet on the footboard's pegs at all times. Passengers should lean with you and your bike when cornering and should keep movements to a minimum, especially at low speeds or stops. Make sure cargo is strapped down tightly and centered as low as possible. Ensure it does not affect your ability to safely and effectively operate all of the motorcycle's controls. Your owner's manual will tell you how much weight you can safely carry on your motorcycle, and it may suggest different tire pressures or suspension adjustments for carrying a passenger and/or cargo.